time to tell the neighbors whoever show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
All right, and away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, April the 10th, 2020. Good Friday, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Charlie Evers Show. Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie today. We may be hearing from Charlie later on in the program, but we're just going to have some fun today, being that it is Good Friday. Now, we started with our music trivia earlier on. Now, we did not get any of these answered correctly. Now, I have, how many songs do I have here in total? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So let's see if over the next 2 hours we can get all of these songs answered. Now, how this works is I will give you the first few lines of a song, and then you have to give me the next two lines of the song. So we already have two on the table. So let's start there. Here we go. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What are the next two lines to that song? The other song, I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. What are the next two lines to that song? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Also, if there's anything else on your mind, call in. Would love to hear from you. Do want to remind you that next Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. on the Friday Night Live show, we will be unveiling our new co-host, our new permanent co-host every Friday night. And I'm not going to tell you who it is. All I'm going to tell you is it's somebody you know, and also they have blonde hair. So those are the two hints. And that will not start tonight, but that will start 1 week from tonight, next Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., Friday Night Live, the new permanent guest co-host will have blonde hair, and you know who it is. So tune in next Friday for that, and we'll talk more about it next week. Maybe even give you another hint at some point. But right now, the questions are, or the song lyrics are, I guess, it's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What is the rest of that song? Does anybody know the next two lines? I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. What are the next two lines to that song? And then I'll throw in one more song here. So we got three going at a time. Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. What are the next two lines to that song? 740-383-9944. Know your music trivia today here on WWGH Radio. 19 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know the rest of any of those songs, or at least the next two lines? Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. What are the next two lines? It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What are the next two lines? I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. What are the next two lines in that song? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. All right, do want to let you know, Marion County EMA is accepting donations of personal protective equipment, PPE. Donations needed, disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, and N95 masks, hand sanitizer. Call the Marion County EMA at 740-223-4142. That's 740-223-4142. That's where you send all that good stuff. We might have stumped everybody with the musical trivia today. Now, here we go. Maybe this is the correct answer heading our way here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Simply Irresistible.
Simply Irresistible. It's not Irresistible. That's a good guess, though. Not Simply Irresistible, no. The song goes, there's one word we're missing here. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What are the next two lines of that song? Does anybody know what they are? Or the other two songs, Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. What are the next two lines of that song? And then we have, I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. What are the next two lines of that song? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you know the answers to any of these questions. Now, we do have the pop culture trivia left as well, which we started last Friday, I believe. It was a lot of fun. Let's see what questions we have left in the pop culture trivia category. You know, there are two questions here in the pop culture trivia category that we have not gotten answered yet. Now, here's the questions. Let's see if we can get them here today. That will be interesting. On The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed to form a singing group? What was the name Little Andy thought up to give the girls on The Facts of Life when they needed a name for their singing group? Boy, I hope we get that one today. If we get that one, I'll be so happy. What show was The Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? Does anybody know that? That's an interesting one. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Can I name one of them songs?
Go ahead.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, Take Me Home, Country Road.
You know, that is the song, but
that's the name of it.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Take Me Home, Country Road.
Take Me Home, Country Road. I think you're right. Do you know what the next two lyrics are?
No, that's the name of the song. Yeah. I don't know what the name the lyrics are.
No, you're right. Those are the next two lines of the song. That you have it. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yes, that is the name of the song. Does anybody know the next two lines of that song? Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. What's the next line? Let me know. And the one from hour number one and hour number two this morning. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What comes next? I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. I'll get community service no matter which law I break. What are the next two lines there? Then on the pop culture trivia side, we've got, on The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give to the girls when they needed to form a singing group? What show was The Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? On Three's Company, what was Larry's last name, the upstairs neighbor? On Three's Company, what was Larry, the upstairs neighbor's last name? What professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during an interview on 2020? What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? Does anybody know any of those? 740-383-9944. Pop culture trivia here. What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? What professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during a 2020 interview? On Three's Company, what was Larry, the upstairs neighbor's, last name? What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? And on The Facts of Life, what was the name Little Andy came up for the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? Does anybody know the answers to any of one of those questions? 26 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. All right. And then the music trivia still out there as well. Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. What are the next two lines? It's Centrifugal Motion, It's Perpetual Bliss, It's That Pivotal Moment, It's Impossible. What are the next two lines? We've come close on that one. And then we have I'll Get to Cry to Barbara Walters When Things Don't Go My Way, and I'll Get Community Service No Matter Which Law I Break. What are the next two lines to that song? 740-383-9944. Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie Evers today. And we're having a good time. It is a Getaway Friday, Good Friday, 2020. How about that? And the breakfast was good this morning. I had eggs and sausage and a Diet Coke. That was my breakfast. You know, I am not a breakfast person. You know, if it's there, I'll eat it. If it's not there, I won't. As a matter of fact, I don't like to eat a lot of food in the morning, to be honest with you. But that was kind of nice this morning. I think it gives you a little pep when you get something to eat in the morning. So that worked pretty well. But we don't really have a kitchen here at the studio. You know, we do have a refrigerator. We do have a microwave. So it's not like things could not be done here at the studio, but I just never do. I am not a thinker in that way. Now, for a long time, I would have a yogurt in the morning, and then somehow that got discontinued in my mind. But I would always grab a yogurt, and I always made sure I had spoons here at the studio, so I would bring the yogurt in and have the yogurt every morning. So that's what I would do. But I got away from that about a year ago. Maybe I was just burnt out on the yogurt. And that was the only time of day I would really ever have yogurt, was in the morning. So now, I'm more along the lines of, I do like the eggs, and I do like the sausage. Now, the whole bacon thing. Now, does anybody know about the bacon? Because I think the Wendy's in town is now open in the morning. Could I stop by Wendy's in the morning and get bacon? And what time does Wendy's open now? I don't know that. Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? What time does Wendy's open here in town? Because I pass by it on the way to the station here every morning. And do they really have bacon for breakfast? Or do they have bacon for breakfast here in Marion? Does anybody know that for sure? Fill me in. 740-383-9944. I would love to know that. 740-383-9944. Has bacon come to Marion? Or have you eaten at Wendy's yet, if they do serve breakfast? I remember getting a note about that. Who sent me that note? But somebody sent me a note that Wendy's was going to start serving breakfast all over the country on a certain date. I think that date has happened. I think. Our Wendy's did not used to serve breakfast. But I think that date has happened. Does anybody know, is the Wendy's here in town serving breakfast now? And if so, what time do they start serving breakfast? I don't know the answer to that. Let me know. 740-383-9944. 29 and a half minutes past the hour. You know what, caller? Here you go. Hold the line, caller, and I will be with you after this very short but important timeout. Back in a minute.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back here, filling in for Charlie Evers on this Good Friday, 31 minutes past the hour. We're going to the phones. Good morning, caller.
Yes, we go to Wendy's after church on Sunday and Wednesday nights, and that's our favorite place to go. Yes, they do have a wonderful breakfast. We have been going there since it opened many, many years ago, and their food is really good.
You know, Wendy's, for a fast food place, they really do have some good options. Do they still have the baked potato on the menu?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that baked potato with cheese on it is something else.
Yeah, and what we like about it, we're not just a person that comes in. You know, they consider us their friends, too. They do that to everybody. This is the one on Delaware Avenue. But it's a good, very economical, too.
Oh, absolutely. Do you know what time they start serving breakfast in the morning?
Okay, the drive-through is open at 6:30. And then the dining room is open at 9 until 10:30.
So at 6:30 you can go through, and they do serve just bacon in the morning.
I don't know about just bacon, but they do have a good bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. I do know that.
And very,
very good.
And very affordable.
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
Well, that's good to hear. Hey, I thank you for the information.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. Now we know that here in Marion, they do sell breakfast here in Marion. Now, does the one on Mount Vernon Avenue, does anybody know, I'm sure if the one on Delaware Avenue does the one on Mount Vernon Avenue sell breakfast? And is it the same time? Do they start serving at 6:30 in the morning? And if so, can you just get a side of bacon? I don't believe I've ever been to any Wendy's for breakfast, as of yet. Now, this could change very soon if I get the right answers here. Does anybody know what time Wendy's starts serving breakfast on Route 95? I would imagine it's probably the same time, as the caller said, 6:30 in the morning. But can you get a side of bacon? Or what should I get if I go there for breakfast? What is a good thing to order? Like, at McDonald's, I go for the eggs, just the regular eggs, and the sausage. Because I'm not a big fan of pancakes, and I'm not a big fan of the other things that they have for breakfast at McDonald's, so I go with the eggs and the sausage, even though I'm not a huge eggs and sausage type of person. But I don't know. Let's see. 6:30 in the morning, I could swing that. I'm going to have to go there for breakfast. But what can I get there for breakfast? Any suggestions? 740-383-9944. Maybe I'll be a little more spontaneous tomorrow morning, and I'll just get up on the weekend and go to Wendy's and get breakfast tomorrow morning. You know, tomorrow's Saturday, and it's sandwiched in between Easter and Good Friday, obviously, like it is every year. But tomorrow, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I have the day off, which is kind of cool. I have all day off tomorrow. I think the weather's going to be fair. It's not going to be warm, but it's going to be fair, you know, kind of like today. What is it? What should I do tomorrow? Does anybody have any activities? Should I binge watch something? You know, our lives have all changed in a certain way because of this coronavirus and the stay-at-home order that we have in place, I'm trying to think of something that would be fun to do tomorrow. Is there a particular place maybe I should go get takeout, you know, get a friend and go have takeout somewhere? Is there something that would be interesting to do at home? Is there a show I should binge watch? Is there a movie out there? I know everybody's watching this Tiger King thing. I don't really want to watch that, but is there any recommendations that you might have as far as something to binge watch or something to do tomorrow to maybe spontaneous up my life? You know what I might do tomorrow, because I can just kind of make my own schedule. What I might do tomorrow is go to Dairy Queen, because they are still open. The drive-thru there is still open. So maybe I'll just take a drive over to Dairy Queen and get an Oreo Blizzard, because I have not had one this year. It's only something I really do on Thanksgiving Eve. So maybe I'll head over, I'll get somebody, and I'll head over to the Dairy Queen, and we'll get the Oreo Blizzard and who knows what else. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
I would suggest, I've been stuck at home for the last 2 or 3 weeks. This is only maybe the second or third time I've been out. I'm out driving around, and the cherry blossom trees are gorgeous. I'm just driving around enjoying looking at them. So maybe just a drive, get some ice cream, go for a drive.
Now, the cherry blossoms, are those the trees that are downtown, the ones with the white on them?
Yes, I think they're cherry blossoms.
You know, I think you're right. I was, when I came, this is weird because the radio station is downtown here and I drive down Center Street every day. And the other day, it was like one day they weren't there, the cherry blossoms, and one day they were. The next day they were.
Yes, and they don't stick around for very long, so get out and enjoy them.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you know, here's another thing I wonder about during this pandemic. Now, I understand we're supposed to stay under 10 people, but, you know, I think it's still okay if you, you know, like take one person with you. I don't think that's a huge, and you're not in public, you know, you just
right,
are driving
right.
around in the car. I don't think that's a big thing.
No, I don't either. I see no problem with that.
No, I think that's the way to go. So check out the cherry blossoms and get a blizzard. That sounds like a pretty good day to me.
Yes, they're so pretty. They're just everywhere right now. And I know they're not around for long, so get out and enjoy.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
Sure.
Good suggestion. Bye-bye. All right, if you have any suggestions, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What should I do tomorrow? I've got the day off. The day before Easter, the day after Good Friday. Could be something fun. Now, I'm getting word here that they're pear blossom, not cherry blossoms. Are they called pear blossoms or cherry blossoms? These trees that we have downtown, the ones that have the white in them. Are they pear blossoms or cherry blossoms? You know, one thing that's fun to do is to get in the car, when you're in the car doing something, and get like a playlist going of a certain type of music, and, you know, just sing along with the radio. It's kind of like people who sing in the shower. You know, they're not professional singers, but they sing along, and you can have a lot of fun with that. I've done that with a lot of people during times that were not pandemic. Just get in the car, and gas is so affordable right now, it's not a bad thing to do. Get in the car, find somebody you can stand to be in a car with, get in the car with them who doesn't have any health issues at this point, get in the car with them and go around and just, you know, sing with the songs, have fun, have conversation, look at the trees downtown, see what's going on, get something to eat, have a good time, get yourself a blizzard. Go ahead, caller.
The trees that are blooming downtown, Marion, are pear. They're Cleveland Selects.
So they're pear blossoms.
They're pear, yeah.
Now, what are there cherry blossom trees?
Yeah, there are cherry trees. The cherries are in bloom. The crab apples are in bloom. The pears, the... trying to think what... Oh, the magnolias. Those are in bloom right now.
You know, it's weird you bring up magnolias. The other night, I was around somebody, and they had perfume on. And it was so strong. And I...
Is that the one that you put on Facebook?
Oh, no, that was something else. That was here in the hallway. I never saw that person. I don't even know if there was a person out there. I just had went in the hallway for a second the other morning, and it was early, and I don't think even... I don't know if anybody was in the building yet, but I walked out there in this powerful... gust of oh man, some kind of it smelled more like a man's deodorant.
Oh,
or what is it? Cologne. It sounded like it smelled more like cologne, and boy was it strong. It made my eyes water and everything else. I mean, I'm okay with men wearing cologne. That's fine, but when you can smell it in the hallway after somebody leaves, that's
somebody
a little.
Took a bath in it.
Yeah, I don't know what they were trying to cover up, but the other day, this girl had on perfume, and I smelled it, and you know, this was probably the indiscreet thing to say, but I said, boy, you know, that's a very distinct smell. It didn't smell good to me is the point, and I said, what kind of perfume is that? And they said, Magnolia. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Magnolia perfume.
I don't know either.
Apparently there is what I've learned after that incident.
Well,
and apparently you can do it.
They make perfumes out of just about anything, so maybe there is a magnolia.
But that smell of magnolia, I don't know if they had put on too much, but boy, I tell you, that was not my favorite smell.
Well, you need to get the real thing and smell the real tree.
Well, you know, I think anything outside when the trees are in bloom and you smell that coming off the trees, it just smells good because it's warm and you're outside.
Nature is wonderful.
Yeah, nature is a great thing. That is absolutely. Do you know what? Have you heard what the weather is supposed to be like tomorrow?
Let's see. Tomorrow supposed to rain on Sunday. I think tomorrow's supposed to be dry.
Are temperatures above 50?
I know we're supposed to have a frost tonight, but I'm not sure, Scott.
Well, you know, I think it'll be fair. I mean, it's probably 50-something today, and it was beautiful driving in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's windy out, though. It's really windy.
Is it still windy out there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, we'll hope for no rain today.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So the trees downtown are pear blossom trees. So not cherry blossoms, pear blossoms. But that's an easy mistake to make. Here we go. Let's go to the phone lines, see what we got here on this day. Go ahead, caller.
Well, on the Dukes of Hazzard, was the spinoff was Moonrunners?
Let's see here. The spinoff for Dukes of Hazzard. Let me get that question up here. It was not Moonrunners. Moonrunners was a movie that they kind of...
It didn't actually say that it was a spinoff, but it said it was inspired by...
Yeah, I think that's where they kind of got the idea for it, but there was a character on Dukes of Hazzard that was actually spun off from another...
Then that must have been Enos.
No, Enos was spun off from Dukes of Hazzard after it had already been on the air.
Okay, all right.
Oh, well, keep thinking.
We'll keep saying
okay, bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? Did anybody know the Dukes of Hazzard was a spinoff from another show? I did not know that until this question, but it is. What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? On Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? On Three's Company, what was Larry, the upstairs neighbor's, last name? What professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during a 2020 interview? All right, let's go to the phone here and see if we've got anything coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Oh, Martha, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I woke up this morning, took a shower, and now I'm listening to my favorite radio man.
Well, Martha, hold on to the phone. We got a break. I'll come back right back with you. Hold on. We're going to a break here on WWGH Radio. We'll come back with Martha Dowse.
Hey, Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, 46 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers. And on the line, we've got the Queen of Dance, Martha Dowse Manasi. Martha!
Yes, Mr. King of the World.
How are you doing?
Well, I miss you so much. I tell you, I love seeing you come and visit Mr. James Compton.
Well, thank you, Martha.
That's what I had him do with me yesterday.
What did you do, Martha?
He colored an Easter bunny.
Well, that's great, Martha.
And he does a wonderful job. He colored. And I had told him, I said, tomorrow, very soon is your birthday, James Compton. Do you realize, Scott, the 12th is Easter, the 13th is James's birthday.
That is right. His birthday's coming up on Monday.
I want to have dinner with you, your mother, me, and James.
I know. Well, hopefully we'll get to do that, Martha. It's awful, though, right now because of this quarantine that we have going on.
I know it. Isn't it terrible, Scott? I heard you when I went to bed last night talking about it.
I know. What have you been keeping busy with during the quarantine, Martha?
We have to stay in our room. We can't be around nobody. I have to stay 6 feet away from Jim.
Well, that's probably safe at this point.
Guess what I bought for him yesterday?
What's that, Martha?
M&M's. And the therapy calls me Marvelous Martha.
Well, you certainly are Marvelous Martha. How many years have you been teaching dance in Marion now, Martha? 77 years. My goodness. You know, Martha, this morning we gave away some stuff for Stewart's Root Beer. Did you used to spend a lot of time over there?
Oh, I sure did. My mother had my girls go up there all the time. My mother loved their sandwiches. Hamburger with kidney beans.
Hamburger with kidney beans?
Yeah.
Now, what did you like over there, Martha?
And their root beer. I love A&W root beer. Do you like it?
I do like A&W root beer, sure.
Well, Joe had a grocery store at 729 Silver Street. You know, you talked about him on the radio.
Right.
And he would bring me A&W root beer. One day he says, honey, anytime that you want A&W root beer, do you know what that stands for, sweetheart? Adorable woman. Isn't that cute?
He was a sweet talker, wasn't he, Martha?
Joe Manasi is in heaven dancing with all the angels. Remember that you had that lady who predicts the future? You called and said, Martha, call in and talk to her.
I do remember.
I did, and she said, Martha, your husband Joe is dancing with the angels waiting on you.
I do remember that, Martha. That was a few years ago, but that's a happy thought that he's up there dancing with the angels.
Do you know he died on March the 6th, 2002, and that was my mom and dad's wedding anniversary?
Is that right?
March the 6th, 2002, that's when he died in room 1030. At the James in Columbus, and all of us were there at Ohio State.
Now, how long had you and Joe been married, Martha?
52 years.
52 years, my
but,
goodness.
You know, we dated. I was in the seventh grade, 12 years old. He was in the eighth grade. He went to St. Mary's School on North Prospect. He walked down south to Center Street. I went to Central Junior High School, where the courthouse is now. And he grabbed my hand. We walked up Center Street to Prospect. We turned south. And my mom and dad bought a house at 197 South Prospect Street, across the street from the firehouse. That's where I practiced my baton when I was 11 years old. And the firemen just loved Martha Dowson Manasi. When I'd twirl out in front of Mom's house, it was a big building there with a humongous glass window, and I watched myself twirl in front of that window. I would drop the darn thing, Scott, and they would all holler, Martha, pick it up, do it again. They taught me how to ride up and down the pole in the house, in the firehouse, and they just loved me. When I got to be majorette at Harding, I had a picture that they put in the quiver. They said, we want an 8x10 picture of you, Martha, with your baton. I said, what do you want it for? They said, we want to put it in our front office. So I got it for them, and that darn picture stayed there forever and ever.
Well, Martha, I think they should have a picture of you there today.
Yeah.
Well, Martha, I'm so glad you're doing well during quarantine.
Well, it's terrible. We don't play no bingo. And, Scott, we didn't have no bingo store last Tuesday.
Oh, no bingo and no bingo store.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I've had tons and tons of money since 2011. I've been a resident here 11 different times, Scott. Do you remember that?
I do.
And is Charlie sick today?
Yeah, Charlie's out sick right now. He's just not feeling a lot of energy, but he'll be back eventually.
Does he have the disease that's going around?
No, he doesn't have the coronavirus. He fell down outside here a few weeks ago, and it kind of knocked the energy out of him.
I want to tell you about Governor Mike DeWine.
Go ahead.
I want him to be president of the United States of America. And Mrs. DeWine called Martha Dowse when he was running for senator of the United States. And she said, Martha, you have dance studios all over the state. You got Union, Marion, Morrow, Delaware, Franklin, and I want you to help my husband get to be United States Senator. Will you come down to our farmhouse? I got a big barn. I'm going to build a stage. How big do you want it? I said, oh, 20 feet by 12. She says, I want you to come every Saturday morning and stay till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I want all of your students from all over the state of the Buckeye State. Will you do that for my Mike DeWine? I want him to win. I said, yes, you build that stage, Fran. And I'll be there every Saturday from noon to 4. He won, Scott.
He did, and look at him now.
Martha, you own the best doggone studio, dance studio, that ever was put on this earth. And I'm going to make you the queen of dance.
Well, you certainly are
and
the queen.
That's how I got my name.
Well, Martha, I certainly hope you keep listening. I'll be on through 1 o'clock today. And if there's anything you want to speak about, give us a call back.
I'm living with Scott Spears.
All right, Martha. I love it. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The one and only queen of dance, Martha Dowse Manasi. There'll never be another Martha Dowse. I can tell you that for sure. Martha has touched so many people in this community, and it's so glad to hear she's doing well during this quarantine. So, Martha, I'm so glad you're out there listening. See, this is the only way I can live with people, is if I'm in their home or room by radio, because I think living with somebody other than that would be sticky for me. I have lived with people in the past, and it was a little iffy. But, you know, if my voice is just there, hey, I might be able to do it. 3 minutes left in this hour. I'll be back next hour, too, sitting in for Charlie Evers here. Don't forget, though, that starting next Friday night, 8 to 10, a week from today, the Friday Night Live show that's on every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m., I will be having my new permanent guest co-host. Now, the person, I'll give you two clues here. The person is somebody who you know, and the person has blonde hair. You know the person, and they have blonde hair. They will become the permanent guest host starting next Friday, a week from today, 8 to 10 p.m. here on this station. Go ahead, caller.
The Dukes of Hazzard was spun off of a movie. Moon Runners.
Well, they kind of came at it from the Moon Runners movie, but there was actually, I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint on this one. The character of Boss Hogg was on a television series, and that's where they spun it from. So it says in the notes that I have that Boss Hogg was a character who passed through a television series, and that's where that character came from that started Dukes of Hazzard.
I see.
All right, so see if you can find. I'd love to get that question right. I hope you're having a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. We're looking for the TV series that the Dukes of Hazzard was spun off from. We're looking for the name that Little Andy gave the Facts of Life girls when they formed a singing group. We're looking for the last name of Larry, the neighbor on Three's Company that lived upstairs. Which professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during a 2020 interview? And what was Reverend Jim's real last name on the television series Taxi? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 59 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, I'll be back for another hour here, filling in for Charlie Evers, who is out today. So stay tuned. We've got lots more trivia, lots more to talk about. And if you can think up a suggestion tomorrow of something that would be interesting to do, let me know. I might start tomorrow with a Wendy's breakfast and then progress on to something interesting. You never know what'll happen tomorrow. And then I can tell you about it Monday. How about that? We're coming to break. Be back in about 10 minutes.
1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
It all started.
As I up for everything I do.